Five geeks, five opinions, one podcast, Nerdgasm Noir Network, where we do nerd shit.
Hello, welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. It's me, Dee, and I'm here with JP and Melissa, and we're here to talk about nerd shit. How are you nerds doing?
I just had a delicious kiwi. It was super ripe. I mean, like, I just took a spoon to it. It was just, oh my god, I'm so mad that was the only one left.
I haven't had a good kiwi in a while. All the kiwis I've had lately are a little bit too much on the... Well, no, I like sour, so I was fine with it. But they were more sour than anything. Maybe that's what I need to get in my life, is some good kiwis. What about you, Melissa? How are you?
I am a person.
Okay.
Who has not had kiwi in a while, so I couldn't relate to that kiwi conversation at all. I find it to be a very oddly textured fruit. I cannot get over the texture, the seeds, the fuzziness, the overall, like, inconvenience of it. You can't just bite into a kiwi. Can you bite into a kiwi?
I mean, you can't just bite into an orange.
No, but I mean, an orange, that's half the fun. You can use your hands. With the kiwi, you have to go to the kitchen, get a knife, cut it up.
I mean,
maybe you feel like sitting and eating it then, and then maybe you got to put it in a baggie for lunch tomorrow. It's just a lot of steps for fruit.
Like, some people actually eat the skin of kiwi. I ain't that gangster, so.
I can't. Are there any nutrients in the skin? Why are we eating fur? I don't understand.
I don't know. They just clean the outside of it real good and just. Go to town.
Maybe they probably rub all the furry part off.
I don't know what they do, but I was just like, what, huh? That's okay.
Okay, because now I'm interested. Like, now I'm interested again. So if I rub, if I wash it well enough, then the fur comes off, and I can bite into it like an apple?
I don't think you can bite into it like an apple. I think you still gotta cut it. But you can cut it into circles and just eat the circle like a chip.
See, no, this is why I don't mess with mangoes either. And my grandmother loves mangoes. I don't understand. It's too much freaking work.
But they're so good. They're so worth it.
I just don't believe that it's true. Like, the only fruit that I think it is worth it that's that much work, it's pomegranates.
So...
Pomegranates are the most work!
Yeah, they are.
They're the most worth it.
They are a whole bunch of work.
100% work.
It's worth it.
Are you sure? Because it feels like at the end you barely get enough pomegranate. It seems like you just been digging into seeds to get this little piece of fruit. That's how much work I feel like it is.
I saw a video on how to properly, like, cut a pomegranate to get all the seeds out. And I want to try it, but I also would probably just hurt myself.
Like,
you have a bag full of seeds. I think that's delicious sounding.
Look, all I know is if an orange stops me with just a skin, because I don't like my hands sticky. So I usually don't eat oranges because I don't like the process of having to peel. Which is odd because I like kiwis, so... but see, I could just cut it in half and then boom.
You can cut it in half and smash your face into an orange or a grapefruit. That's just delicious.
Yeah, well. Like, it took me a long time to just, like, get whole pineapples. So, because that's work.
Oh, I'm never getting whole pineapples. I will always. I don't care how much more it costs at my Kroger's to get them cut up in a little plastic container, but I feel like that's what they're going to have to.
So, but okay, so I did Google it. You can eat the skin of a kiwi. If you don't like the hair parts, they say you can brush it off before you take a bite.
Hmm. That might be my summer challenge. Is it fall? Fall challenge. Are kiwis sold in the fall?
I'm not sure. I just get them when I see they're on sale, and that's usually around spring, summertime, so I don't know. But, like, heck, it's just, like, mangoes. Okay, what I don't understand about mangoes is why the pit is so damn big. And it makes me angry every time.
Yeah. mango pits are ridiculous.
Every time I'm just like, yes, this giant mango. And then I cut it up and I'm like, most of this is pit. I'm kind of pissed. These little straggly pieces of mango in this giant pit. But yeah, how did we get on talking fruit?
You did it.
You did it, actually. I mean, I helped, but you started it.
I just said what I ate recently, like 10 minutes ago. So, it's not my fault. Y'all didn't have to go on a tangent with me.
I am enjoying conversation. Well, what is this? The conversation shifter. I am enjoying a lovely Belgian white woodchuck.
So now we're talking about
it's that. Really good.
I will hope so.
You know, there's so many between this. I think this might be my favorite. The amber was my favorite, but now this is my favorite. What? We're not even talking about it. Okay, you guys, wait a minute. We're doing a show. So,
as you can see, we are. I don't know. I don't know what's up with today. Maybe y'all need to send us topics and stuff, because we just...
It's a weird day. Yeah, but check out nerdgasmnoir.net as per usual. You can find our stuff there. Yada, yada, yada. Anyway,
So, D. So, there was a couple questions about what? If you finally saw Guardians of the Galaxy. Movie.
Yeah, I saw it the week after.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we haven't talked about it, have we?
Melissa, I actually gave you more than a freaking week. Did you actually watch it?
You know she didn't.
I don't even understand what's happening right now.
Melissa, for goodness.
Are we live?
Yes. We're live.
It's happening now?
Yes, it's happening now. And you guys are
you're asking me about.
You had one job. One job. And that was to watch that freaking movie.
I listened to a song from the soundtrack.
Oh my god.
It was
well,
great.
Considering the soundtrack is consists of songs that you've already heard before, that's...
I feel like you didn't need to be a jerk and point that out. I feel like you could have just gave it to me. But nope. You decided not to.
Nope. You know I wasn't going to.
You could have just given that to me, though.
Nah.
It would cost you nothing.
It's dead.
Whatever.
But yeah, I have watched Guardians of the Galaxy. Without any spoilers, I'm going to say that I liked it. I think it did a good job. Wait, I may have said this before on here, but... No, I didn't. Did I? I don't know. But I think it did a good job of having the group of misfits coming together. Instead of having them instantly being in sync, they were entirely out of sync. Like, entirely. And that caused fuck-ups. And so they had to, like, have this conversation where they're like, oh, we're going to come together. And they still kind of fucked up. So, like, I appreciated that. They did a really good job of letting... Chris Pratt be Chris Pratt without over Chris Pratting it. You know how like Iron Man Iron Man has come to the point where they're basically like, hey, Robert Downey Jr., go be Robert Downey Jr. in front of a camera, right? They haven't done that with Chris Pratt, which is good.
And can I say, Chris Pratt is so freaking adorable. I didn't think I could like him anymore, but I like him even more.
I'm still team chubby Chris Pratt. I'm not here for fit Chris Pratt, you guys. I'm not.
Look, I'm here for any shape of Chris Pratt, whether that's chubby or nicely built. I like both. In fact, if I can just have, you know, chubby and built one, Chris Pratt at the same, wait, that didn't.
At the same damn time. I want a Chris Pratt that will eat donuts with me because I love donuts. That's all I'm saying.
So, I like all versions of Chris Pratt currently because he's freaking adorable.
What else was good? What's his face?
There's a lot of Russ's face.
The scary guy.
Okay.
Not the bad guy. What's his name?
Destroyer?
Yeah, Drax the Destroyer was funny for the most part because of how literally he took everything. Like, I think the funniest thing in the world to me was somebody said, well, that totally went over your head. And he goes, nothing would go over, nothing goes over my head because I would catch it. Like, he was literally thinking something would go over his head. So I thought that was funny. Of course, I love Groot. Rocket Raccoon, I felt some sympathy for. I appreciated him. I'm going to say good job to Bradley Cooper on the voice, because it didn't sound like it was Bradley Cooper.
It did not.
I was waiting for it to be like very Bradley Cooper-esque, and it wasn't.
He did a really good job. Because I was like, wait, that is Bradley Cooper, but it's not. So, yeah.
Like, it was his, you could hear his voice, but at the same time, it wasn't, right. It didn't feel like you were watching this raccoon in The Hangover or something.
Right. And like, okay, so, I don't even know what to say about Vin Diesel being Groot.
All he says the whole time is, I am Groot. And it was still cute!
It was! And I don't know how I feel about it.
I was actually, okay, so I was upset, but that may have changed. I was really, the thing that upset me about Rocket Raccoon and Groot is the whole argument that we got a CG tree man and a CG talking raccoon, and we can't have a Black Panther movie. And it really upset me because Groot, literally the only thing Groot says the entire time is, I am Groot. But he's still a three-dimensional character.
Yep.
Like, you can still relate to him. And it bothers me that people feel like you can relate to this tree man, but you can't relate to Black people. But there's increasingly more leaked information and rumors that the Black Panther movie is actually going to happen. They keep saying it's getting closer and closer to it. I haven't seen anything official yet, but please do it. Oh my God, please do it. And then somebody told me that they were going to be working on a storyline for one of the Marvel movies that involved heroes for hire, and I literally fell out. But I can't find proof of that either.
Look.
When I find proof of that, trust and believe, I'm going to, I will dance around this whole goddamn house.
Okay, look.
Goddamn house.
You know what, honestly, I'm just going to ignore the rumors. I'll talk about them, but I'm not going to put too much stock into it because my heart has been broken before.
My heart!
And, like, I don't want the situation where they do Black Panther and it's bullshit. I don't want to get my hopes up. So, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. But, speaking of Marvel, since we're on that topic. Okay, so, it was announced that, excuse me.
Now it's time for Nerdtastic News. You know what? Your segues without the actual segment.
Oh yeah, because it's the stuff that we're getting from the G Plus community, from all the cool people at the G Plus. Shout out to all the cool dudes who go to the G Plus community and leave us articles on stuff that we would like. It's, look, I probably should interact more, and I keep saying I'm going to, but really I go in there and I act all selfish and I like hoard the articles and I'm reading all this shit, and really I should like I'm gonna start commenting more and like have a conversation instead of being like, ah, look at this piece of information, runs off into a corner and hides. Promise. But we get a lot of good articles in the G Plus community, especially about comic books and comic book movies. And segue to what I was going to talk about. Justin, the 8-bit animal, our friend, he put up a link about how one of these days I'm going to be able to speak.
Since you can't speak, so Marvel Studios could be making the Inhumans movie. So I don't know if anybody know about the Inhumans.
You want to know what? I had to look them up because I vaguely remember Crystal. Vaguely.
Vaguely.
No, because like she was in the Fantastic Four for a little bit.
Right. So the Inhumans.
Didn't she marry? Wait, hold on.
Okay, so the humans were, the characters were created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. It seems like they create damn near all of Marvel characters.
Wait, Melissa, what did you say? What did you say? Melissa?
About
Stan Lee.
Oh, that Stan Lee is clearly the Stephen King of comics?
Yes, and that's fairly accurate.
Yeah, so I think they was first introduced in Fantastic Four, and they supposedly got their powers by the Terrigen Mist. Let me know if I'm wrong. I know there's one that has Medusa hair. I forget her name. Help me out, chat room. Help me out.
Oh. Her name is Medusa.
Oh, her name is Medusa. Okay, so I just thought that... Never mind. I didn't think that they would name a character Medusa with Medusa hair, but apparently I'm wrong. And then I think the leader is Black Bolt, who apparently can't talk because he'll destroy shit. Which has to be fucked up. So... like, you can't even yarn by accident. I mean, can't burp, you know, can't clear your throat.
She's like God in Dogma. Wait, he's like God in Dogma.
So I never really got into the Inhumans. I just know a little bit about them because I never was into Fantastic Four.
I liked Fantastic Four. But I vaguely remember them. And then I was trying to read up on the characters, and it turns out that they fought the Silver Surfer. So I don't understand how I don't know who they are, because I love the Silver Surfer.
Maybe you blocked it out your head. I don't know.
I don't think they can't possibly be terrible if they're going to... Okay, wait, what was I going to say? I was going to say they can't possibly be terrible if they're going to make a movie out of them, one. But that's actually not true. So I take that back. But the second thing I was going to say is Marvel is really digging deep in the crates for freaking movies. But they kind of have to because Sony and Fox won't give up their good shit. So
because they are holding on to it like a freaking crackhead.
I really hope Fantastic Four. Ooh! What was I going to say? My brain is going at 1,000 miles an hour, you guys. I'm very, very sorry. But remember before when I said that people were mad at Michael B. Jordan being Johnny Storm because Chris Evans was Johnny Storm?
Uh-huh.
And then he became Captain America, and people were really upset that if Michael B. Jordan became Johnny Storm, then he would go on to be Captain America? Well, guess what? Captain America's black, so I was kind of right. People freaked out. I'm a goddamn psychic. I should cut the shit, you guys.
Oh my god. We're never going to hear the end of this.
I'm psychic.
I love it.
I was right, you guys.
Never going to hear the end of it.
But the interesting thing is, like, there's this comic about, you know, the first super soldiers. I don't know if they were the first super soldiers.
Oh, no, no, yeah, they are. So
the super soldier project was like the Tuskegee, it was the Tuskegee experiment.
Yeah.
Where basically they tested it out on black soldiers before they gave it to Captain America. One of the guys, there was a whole thing how the black Captain America, that when they went and they did that, wait, what am I trying to say? One of the guys who was the original, in the original Tuskegee experiment and quote unquote the original Captain America, his grandson went on to be the Captain America that took, my brain is a font of just weird ass knowledge, went on to be Captain America series where there was the black Captain America before the Sam Wilson thing. I can't remember the name of the guy. I can remember everything around it, but I can't remember the name. What is going on with my brain, you guys?
I have no idea. So, but okay, I don't know if that was like the cartoon that decided to just change shit, but I thought it was like for some reason in the cartoon, I think they, in some cartoon movie, that they kind of made Fury the descendant of the black Captain America, but I don't know if I'm right, or was that just...
That would be... I would enjoy that.
There we go! Thank you to everybody in the chat room. The person I'm thinking of is Patriot. He got the Captain America serum, blah, 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 but his grandfather was the original Captain America who got the super soldier serum before Steve Rogers did. Woo! Thank you.
I need to read that book.
Huh?
I need to read that book.
It's pretty good. If I can remember things, it's great.
If you can remember things, yes, it would be great. So,
but yeah. So, we were talking about the Inhumans movie. We'll see how that goes. I was pleasant. You guys know how I wasn't here for Guardians of the Galaxy at first, and I was pleasantly surprised. So who knows? This one will probably be good too.
Yep. It might work because they've been doing very well. So no complaints. So this next piece of news, apparently I may be the only one that's excited about it. So they are making a live action adaptation of the anime Kite. I cannot. And Samuel L. Jackson is in it. Oh my god.
I don't know.
So Kite is a Japanese anime film. It is about this girl named Sawa, who was orphaned in her teens, so her parents were murdered. So it was like a double murder. So what happens is her father's partner, her father was a cop or detective, whatever you want to call it, took her in. Or was he an assassin? I think he's more of an assassin. Took her in and taught her how to kill people, so she can get revenge for the people that killed her parents.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like revenge stories.
So I will say that Kite, the anime film, is really, really gory, and it's considered hentai because there's a lot of sexual situations, even though she's a schoolgirl.
Woo! Whoa! Hold up.
Well, see, what she does, she, what she does is she catches rapists and kills them, or she'll use her youth to put people in a sense of safety. Like, oh, okay, it's a girl, I'm going to rape her, blah, 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 and she kills you. So that's kind of what happens a lot in the film. That's the best way I can describe it.
Huh. Sounds scary.
Yeah, so,
Bring up.
She's like, what? She does the honey trap thing a lot. That's what I was trying to think of. Honey trap. So, but I actually like that film. And it's supposed to, the live action film is supposed to, okay, so for the live action film, the one thing that's going to be different is all the sexual situations.
Of course.
So they say it'll be more character driven, which I guess makes sense because I don't think you want to see a supposedly 13, 14 year old girl have sex with grown ass man. And they make the, see, this is why I got confused, because in the anime, the partner is an assassin, and in the live action, they make him a police officer. But it's supposed to premiere on DirecTV on August 28th, and then it'll have a limited theater release on October 10th. So DirecTV, August 28th. Theater release October 10th. Now, people who are going to Dragon Con, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make y'all watch the Kite anime film.
Because look, okay, so Dragon Con, right? You guys can't be having me watching no crazy shit unless there's going to be booze and food. And a lot of it. I'm going to eat all the Bojangles.
So, but I will warn you, if you watch Kite, it is technically a hentai, so there will be a lot of sex and weird sexual situations and a lot of fucked up killing.
Not here for it, nope.
I feel like you guys will be grateful that I introduced you to the Heaven and the Have-Nots for this. I feel like...
Okay, so this is... Well, Kia's not here, but she would say that it is a porn with a storyline.
Well,
how is this a movie?
Huh?
How is this going to be a movie?
They are taking all
the playing because I am now scared.
They are taking all the sexual situations out of it and just doing the little girl kills criminals to avenge the death of her parents. That's what's happening.
This is complicated.
But it's so good. I love Kite. It's so freaking good. You just have to kind of take in stride all the other. I mean, it's a messed up story. Like, this, the story... make no qualms that this is the most ideal situation. They like, this is a messed up story. This girl has a messed up life. So, yeah. So, and the same director who did Kite did another movie, anime movie I like, Mezza Forte, which is also messed up.
You know...
What?
Your taste in anime seems to be, what is the scariest thing possible? Yeah, let's make that. Oh, did you guys see? Oh, nobody, Kia's the only person who likes video games. Damn.
What game are you talking about?
The the playable trailer that came out. That turned out to be a playable trailer for the new Silent Hill game.
Yeah, I wasn't playing that shit.
Yeah, I didn't play it. I tried to watch the videos, but it scared me. But I'm excited because Guillermo del Toro is going to be involved. I forgot his last name. You guys, you know I'm brain dead.
Why are you asking us? Because I'm drawing a blank.
Hideo, what's his last name? I know Justin's going to tell me soon. So Justin, when you hear this, just give me the last name. But he's back involved. He's involved with it.
Kojima. Damn it.
Kojima, there we go.
I'm just like, who? It's like, I did not have any idea who the hell you
said. I'm not, look. I want people to just be able to read my mind. If you could read my mind, you could understand me better, okay? But he's involved, and it looks scary. I'm not going to play it because I'm a chicken baby, but I'm really, really excited for in the coming years when this game, this series, or this generation of game technology isn't as scary as the newer one, so then I can go back and play. Like, I was scared shitless of, like, Resident Evil 1 and 2, and then now I can go back and play because they're not really that scary because everything's, like, so geometric. So hopefully in the future, when, like, everything is 3D and immersive, then when I go back and try and play this game, it won't be as scary. So yay!
Okay, next time you are trying to get somebody to tell you his name, just say Metal Gear Solid because then I'll remember who the hell you said.
There you go.
Like, who? What? No. Hideo.
Hideo Kojima.
So he wrote the next Silent Hill game?
Him and Guillermo del Toro are doing the next Silent Hill game. Norman Reedus, his likeness and voice is going to be used for the main character. It looks interesting. Everybody who's out there and is playing, hope you guys enjoy it. I'm excited for you guys.
I ain't touching it. I ain't going nowhere near it. Nope.
I'm a chicken baby. I can't do it. The only scary games I can really handle are Resident Evil, and that's because they stopped being scary and started being ridiculous. So. All right. Anything else, ladies? Wait, we do have... Oh, no, we did talk about everything on the docket. I'm not crazy.
No, we have nothing else on the docket, so...
Is there anything else interesting happening in the nerd world that you want to talk about? How long have we been doing this?
Well, it's 9:31 or 10:31 or... What's your time zone in the past?
It doesn't matter.
says the girl who lives in Detroit, though. The land that time forgot.
No one forgot us. We are here!
Are you?
Oh, wait. Can I squeak about one thing that I'll probably squeak about next week as well?
Yes.
So I looked on the guests for Dragon Con.
I know exactly what she's about to say.
And Mary McDonald is going to be there.
So everybody get your bail money ready.
I'm just saying, don't let me spend all the money in my pocket, okay? Like, honestly, I'll give you guys a cap for how much I should spend on a picture with her or something signed by her or something. I don't think I'll have any regrets, and I'll probably reject any efforts to restrain me. But I'm super excited. It's going to be great. I'm super excited. Does it.
I'm happy for you, and I'm happy for the... Okay, look, this is going to seem kind of weird, but Melissa's been, like, my internet best friend for years now. Since 2007? When were we on...
Maybe 2007? Yeah. I can't remember the exact year. It's been a while.
Back on Black Folk on Live... Me and Melissa have been friends since LiveJournal, and that was at least... It's got to be at least 2000. It's somewhere between 2005 and 2007. we've become really, really good friends. Mostly because she would send me AIM messages about her personal business, and I was just like, oh, okay, I guess we're at that level of our friendship now. Okay, cool. I will help you with your personal problems.
That is what happened.
That really is what happened. You just started being like, hey, can you give me advice on something? I was like, oh, okay. So what if... But, so we've been friends for a long time, but we've never actually really seen each other person to person. So this Dragon Con is going to be the first time we actually, like, face to face see each other.
Seriously?
Yes.
Really?
I've never seen D in real life. Like, not face to face.
Like, for real?
For real, for... Because every time I'm in Chicago, she's not there. And then she's like, oh, I'm going to Chicago this weekend. Like, she was like, oh, I'm going to go to Chicago for Pride. And I was like, you could have told me. I could have gone with you. But no. She sneaks her ass around and then doesn't want to tell me what's going on. That's cool. Whatever.
Okay,
but for the most part, I stay home.
Why do I feel like I... See, maybe I just merged the two separate times that I met y'all and thought that I had met y'all together.
Mm.
So, that is... Okay.
Milestone, you guys. It's a milestone.
So, in the chat room, we ain't watching no baller blocking, A-Bit. It's not
Jessica's
happening.
Trying so hard.
Stop trying to make
what
fetch happen.
Baller blocking?
Yeah, he's trying to make us watch it.
But yeah, so I'm excited. Also, we get to see each other in Atlanta. Melissa, the food. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm very, very sorry for the fact that most of this weekend, every interaction that we have, which would probably be the entire weekend's worth of interaction because we're going to be staying in the same spaces, I'm going to be eating. I'm going to apologize in advance.
I feel like I want to try it, and I can say this on air. I'm not so vision. I've never had the hate chicken sandwich. What are they called?
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, there's like some name that they go by or whatever. Well, Chick-fil-A doesn't go by that name.
No, we call it hate chicken. Because it is. It's hate chicken.
I never
but
had
I've
it.
I've said on countless occasions that Chick-fil-A, the bi person in me really hates the fact that they don't want me to marry another woman, but the black person in me is really, really, really into them fucking chicken sandwiches, so it's a very, very hard thing for me whenever I see one. Just like, ah, you motherfuckers, you're so good, but you're not here for me, so I can't eat you. Ugh, it's a mess.
I need to at least experience it one fucking time.
You can't.
You can't.
I have never had Chick-fil-A.
Don't do Chick-fil-A. You know what you need to do?
What?
That we're going to have to go outside of Atlanta proper to do. You're going to have to get yourself some motherfucking Bojangles. Bojangles is the business. It's biscuits and chicken. It's so good.
First of all, it's like the blackest name, and I'm here for it.
Right? Oh my god,
food. What am I doing? Eating chicken at Bojangles. Like, I just...
And I will be that person. I don't care.
I'll accept that. I can go my life without having Chick-fil-A. You hear so much about something. Like, I feel like it's like when I had those Sonic commercials before Sonic came to Michigan.
Yo, when Sonic came to California, not even before Sonic came to California. We used to see the Sonic commercials, and I couldn't wait to go visit my grandfather in Vegas because they had Sonic in Vegas. I went and I had that stuff. Sonic is so bland.
Yeah, it's not great, but those commercials are hella, like, enticing. That's
their drinks are good, but the food's not.
Yeah, I mean, clearly their Coney dogs are not the Coney dogs you get from a Coney Island.
Mm-mm.
But I just feel like that was
the chicken nuggets aren't real chicken, probably, because they taste like plastic. It's so...
I don't think anybody's chicken nuggets are real chicken, and I've just made my peace with that. Like,
I trust in Popeye's chicken. The chicken, what are those? Chicken, yeah.
Popeye's chicken nuggets?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken nuggets, not chicken tenders, chicken nuggets.
They have chicken nuggets and chicken tenders.
Popeye's does.
Last time I checked, they had chicken nuggets. I haven't gotten the nuggets from there, but they had nuggets. I don't know if they stopped
chicken nuggets from Popeyes and red beans and rice.
I don't know if they stopped selling them, but I remember they had them. I usually get the chicken strips. No, I get the chicken, the three piece with the biscuit and the fries. It's almost a hood special, but it's chicken strips instead of.
I ain't had Popeyes in forever. Oh man!
Okay, so are we really turning into like a restaurant review show now?
Hey, okay. Well, all this restaurant talk will make it the post noir.
Well, I was about to get off because.
Yeah. And then I will continue to talk to Melissa about food. Also, the dude obviously wants to break up with me. Because he just called In-N-Out fries the worst fries in history. So, it was nice being in that relationship, but apparently he doesn't love me anymore, because fucking In-N-Out is delicious. How dare you?
There are all these places that are not in my state.
Yeah.
Well, In-N-Out is only where Californians have migrated to. So it's like California, In-N-Out's done that, and Fatburger's doing that. In-N-Out's in California everywhere. There's one in Vegas, and then there's some in Vegas, there's some in Arizona. I think there's one in Texas now.
I believe we have a Fatburger here. I just haven't been to it yet.
Yeah, Fatburger's good. Anyway, we are talking about food. We'll close it out.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies, for being here. I don't know why I decided to do that right now, but I feel like you guys do deserve thanks. For listening to me talk about food and nerd shit every week for the past however many years. Thanks for listening to people who are listening. Again, nerdgasmnoir.net. That's where you can find us. Oh, shout out to Jamie. She's not here, but that's because Jamie is actually out fighting the good fight. She's been going back and forth to Ferguson, Missouri, to give supplies and things like that out to the people out there. So shout out to her. Shit. What else was I gonna say? Thanks for listening. Check us out next week and bye, I guess.
Bye.
Okay.